Everybody, we are being recorded, okay? Just wanted to share that with you. All right. We're on lesson 5 in our series of how to worship God in spirit and in truth. And our lesson today deals with acceptable and unacceptable worship. Acceptable and unacceptable worship. Now, as we dialogue throughout our lessons, lessons 1, 2, 3, and 4, God has shown us a pattern, a method of worship in the Bible that has his approval. He's also shown us things that will give us his displeasure and his wrath. So God has shown us in the Bible approval with those who follow his will, and his disapproval and his displeasure and his wrath with those who refuse to worship him the way he directed. God has always been clear. Let's get this straight tonight. God has always been clear about how he's to be worshipped. But guess what? Man has not always listened, has he?
Amen.
So tonight we want to deal with a simple example of acceptable and unacceptable worship. And we're going to use the Old Testament for that tonight. And that story is going to be dealing with Cain and Abel. Y'all remember Cain and Abel, don't you?
Yeah.
The Bible talks about Cain and Abel. They both worshiped God. They were worshipers. They knew God and they worshiped God. And Abel did as God directed him to do, but Cain tried to worship God the way he saw fit. Now, we need to turn to Genesis chapter 4. We're going to look at verse 3 and 5, and then we're going to read that. But in this lesson, in this scenario, we have two brothers, both growing up in the same household, both with the same mother and father. And yet, though they had a relationship with God, one was a little bit different than the other. One did as God directed. He was the obedient child, obedient follower. But Cain tried to worship God just any other way he wanted to. So anybody got Genesis 4 yet? 3 and 5?
Yeah.
If you do, go ahead and read it.
In the course of time, Cain descended from the land quarters as an offering to the Lord, and Abel also presented an offering, some of the firstborn of his flock and their fat portion. The Lord had regard for Abel and his offering.
But
he did not have regard for Cain and his offering.
Okay. That's fine. So it came to pass that Cain brought, what did Cain bring to him? What was his offering? Cain. What was his offering?
Fruit of the ground.
And Abel brought what? What did Abel bring?
Cain.
No, what did Abel bring? We already found out that Cain brought the fruit.
He brought the first ones of his flock.
Right, okay, so he brought the firstborn of his flock. You see any correlation in it yet? We're gonna get there in a minute. But the Lord respected Abel for his offering, but he didn't respect, he had no regard for Cain and his offering. So why did the Lord have respect for Abel's offering, and why did he reject Cain's offering? Anybody know?
Well, the God gave him his best.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
One gave him his best, and one just gave himself.
Okay. So, all right, but let's look at the scripture before we jump off on why, because they both brought offers, right? So that's okay, right? Now, in Genesis chapter 4, it said that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. He brought an offering. He brought fruit that Cain was a farmer, and Abel was a shepherd. So they both brought offerings, but there was a difference in the what happened. So we need, in order to understand why God rejected, we need to go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. Because I believe Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4 tells us something that we are missing in that Genesis verse. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4. Anybody got it yet? Okay, let me ask that question again. Go ahead.
Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain did.
Okay. Okay, no, just D4. What were the first two words you said?
By faith.
Abel offered his sacrifice by faith, but Cain didn't. And it's important to understand that, because Hebrews 11 is the roll call of faith. So Abel is standing by faith. Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than God. Now, more excellent doesn't mean that he wasn't excellent, right? But it's just that Cain offered something that was less excellent than Abel. So it's like if you're comparing two people, and they're both very similar, let's say they're similar in height. They're not the same in height. One is a little taller than the other. But the other one is just as tall, right? He's just not as tall as the other guy, but they're both tall. Like LeBron James is a little taller than Dwayne Wade, but they're both tall. They're both taller to be in the NBA. The point is, There's a way they offered it. It was offered in faith, by faith. So, in fact, Romans 10:17, let's go there for a second. Because it tells you why it's important that it was done by faith.
Please, God.
What happened? What do you say, brother?
It pleases God, because it's impossible to please God without faith.
That's true. So Romans 10, 10, 17, anybody got it yet? So we can back up what Reverend said?
Yeah.
Okay.
When faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes from the message.
Okay, read that again for me, because I want to make sure we got that.
So faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the message about Christ.
Okay, so what it said was faith comes by hearing, right? And hearing by the word of God. So faith comes by the word of God. Abel offered his sacrifice by faith according to the word of God. If we worship God by faith, we worship as the word of God directs us to. Did anybody get that?
Yeah.
You see, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing what? By the word of God. So faith comes by the word of God. So when we do something in worship, it has to be done according to the word of God. If we worship God by faith, we worship as the word of God directs us to. And so, Abel offered the firstborn of his flock by faith. Can you hear me okay out there? Okay. So, Abel offered the firstborn of his flock by faith, and it was accepted because his worship was according to the instruction of God. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
But Cain chose to ignore God's instructions and sacrifice an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Cain chose to sacrifice to God the way he saw fit. Cain didn't offer his sacrifice according to God's instructions, for God rejected his sacrifice of worship since it was not by faith. Now, let me ask you a question. Had he offered his fruit by faith, would it have been pleasing to God? What do you say?
Yes, it would have been pleasing to God.
Okay. Let's go back a step back then. We say this to you every time we have a communion service. It says without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin, right? So, God asked for a blood sacrifice because that's what his word requires. That's why Jesus had to die on the cross for us and shed his blood, because the wages of sin is death. So, Abel offered a living sacrifice while Cain chose to offer a dead sacrifice. Ever thought about it like that?
Wait a minute. How about verse 2 in chapter 4 in the Genesis?
Read it for me, because I'm not there.
Oh, okay. Just a little part I saw. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground.
Right.
That doesn't mean that they were given what they had. I mean, I know the real thing about it, but I'm just saying, why would they emphasize that Cain was a tiller of the ground? Should he have gone to get one from Abel's sheep?
Well, he could have went and purchased, bartered,
asked
brother.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You see, the point was
in order to keep. Do by faith or by the word, okay.
Right.
Of what God asked for, okay.
Exactly. You see, now, the distinction was made about that job so that you would know that Cain didn't have access to doing exactly what God said from what he did as work.
Mm-hmm.
But he still had access to it because his brother could have provided. And he could have just traded some fruit for a sheep.
Mm-hmm.
But because he heard the same word that Abel heard, the same thing that happened with Adam and Eve in the garden. God gave Adam the instructions, but Eve got the instructions as well. Because she heard God speak to Adam about it, and Adam spoke to her about what God said. But once again, faith comes by hearing. But sometimes you can hear and not be listening, can't you? Okay, so it was important to understand that there was a way that God wanted to be worshipped, and Cain just flat out rejected it and just did it his own way. Okay? Now, so God rejected Cain's offering because it wasn't by faith. So for this example, we see our worship must be by faith, right? And secondly, it must be by the word of God. But Romans chapter 14, verse 23 puts a cap on it for you. It says, for whatever is not from faith is sin. For whatever is not from faith is sin. Read that, Romans 14, verse 23. Because if our worship is not by faith, that is not by the word of God, then what is it? It's sin. Romans 14:23. Y'all got it? Because I didn't want you to see it for yourself. I want you to make sure that your Bible says it's a sin. So whatever is not from faith is sin. Everybody book say sin?
Yeah.
Anybody book not say sin? Okay, good. That means that we have to understand that